We landed in Dublin and gathered the bags. The coach was awaiting with Mike at the wheel. And onwards we pressed to our first pilgrim site, to Guindalloch ruins and Rock of Cashel. The hotel was lovely that very first night. The wearied old pilgrims thank God for that sight. But a good rest at Clonmel, and we were all well again. So onwards we pressed to Cobh and to Cork. Then a wee bit of Blarney, kissing the stone. 2 nights at Killarney were really quite nice. So glad Father Tim survived Mass at the Rock. What a holiday, holiday, heaven ourselves. Oh, our hearts were delighting round the Ring of Kerry, pressing onwards to Skillig, the monk's isle in the sea. Well, we ferried on over, crossed the Shannon River, to the cliffs of Moher and the rocks of Burren. Outside of Galway we rested our heads, but early next morning Connemara it called. Kirkpatrick it beckoned, the rosary we prayed, that got us on safely to Knock that night. Well, Knock, as you know, is a great pilgrim site, where Mary appeared with the angels so bright, with St. John and St. Joseph at either her side, and the lamb on the altar, it made us all cry. Sunday was surprising with the rosary priest, Father Peyton, he moved us, and oh, we were blessed beyond what we could ever expect. Oh, a holiday, holiday, holiday blessed. At this point of the story, you may be counting the sheep. We feel a wee bit of pressure to quicken and leap. Onto Armagh and Newry and Belfast we saw, down Patrick and Bridget and even to Saul. Not to mention Abbey Tavern and the dancers and all.